You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. Oh, hit your pipe, Oregon Jeremy. It's opening day.
Pardon me?
Excuse me?
Opening day for the Rockies. They will start the season on the road in Arizona. It's too bad, actually, they're not opening at home because we got pretty weather. It's going to be 60s through the weekend. It would have been great for an opening series. Anyway, they'll be doing their big home opener a week from tomorrow. A fun Friday down in Lodo, and Mix 100 will be there. That's a week from tomorrow. But the Rockies open the season. You know, hope springs eternal.
Right.
Josh and I have our little bet about how many games the Rockies will blow this year, so I can make a few more bucks from them. So
let me give you an exact location real quick, too. Yeah, Mix is going to be set up at the Chop House next Friday. I think the crew is going to be down there from like 10 to 2. So if you're down there farting around for the game, stop by the Chop House and say hi.
Say hello.
Hello.
The Nuggets had a chance to put a little space between themselves and the rest of the conference last night, but they lost a rare game at home. Remember how excited Katie was to go last night?
Yeah.
It's actually the second time this month they've lost at home to Phoenix, the same team at home. But the Nuggets remain a slim half game in the lead in the conference. The Avs are playing tonight at the ballroom. Hey, I saw that 21 Pilots, they announced yesterday that their new world tour is going to actually kick off with a show at Ball Arena in Denver.
Hey.
So the first show on their world tour will be August 15th in the Mile High City. Pre-sale tickets begin on Tuesday. That whole pre-sale thing is kind of funny. They're selling them, but it's a pre-sale. Anyway, general ticket sales a week from tomorrow. That's the 5th, and we will play some 21 Pilots out of the trending report in honor of that big show that's coming to the Mile High City. We've talked before on this program about weeding your garden. That's what we call it, where you've got some friends that maybe aren't the best friends. It's perhaps time to cull some of your friends out of your little circle. So a psychologist has listed 7 reasons or 7 signs that someone is a bad friend.
Take 7, huh? or each one is like standalone, or do they have to have all 7?
No. It's just 7 different signs.
Okay, good.
Just the things you might want to think
about. If they do have all 7, run like hell.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing hanging out with them? Let's just take 3 of them and we'll talk about it. 1, they take way more than they give. And you know, when we give these 3 signs, everyone who's listening knows a friend who fits at least one of these. And we all have that one friend who takes way more than they give. You're the one constantly having to, you know, no relationship is ever 50-50, but you want it to be as close to that as you can get. Some people are 95 fives. Or in their case, they're the 595.
Okay, so ditch them.
Another sign is they rarely initiate communication. You're the one who always has to reach out and check in or something like that. After a while, you're like,
oh. Okay, that's good.
And then here's another one for you. They will not take no for an answer. In other words, you don't want to do something and they just keep prodding and pushing. Or another part of this, they say, and I had a friend like this and we aren't really in touch anymore, because she always wanted to have me open up and express on everything. Like, well, what are you really feeling? What are you feeling? Tell me what you're feeling today. Blah, blah. I was like, okay, that's enough.
I'm feeling like I need to leave this relationship.
I'm feeling like this is enough of this. I mean, it got to the point that it was ridiculous. I don't mind talking about my feelings, but it got to a point where it was just constantly, open up, tell me a little bit more about you. Oh, okay.
I don't want to.
Anyway, so if you've got friends like that, it might be time for you to bust a move. You know what I mean? Hey, you want to feel a little bit younger? Go get some sleep. How many times on this show, Jared, do we have to talk about the value of sleeping?
Oh my God, thousands of articles. You've got to get your sleep. It affects so many aspects of your life.
Now, a new study has found if you have back-to-back nights, so 2 in a row of bad sleep, it can make you feel basically 4 years older than you really are.
Truth.
And in some cases, it can make you feel as much as 10 years older.
It's the truth. You feel like crap.
The flip side is, they said if you can find a way to get a full night of sleep for a month, they say you'll feel an average of 5 years younger than you actually are. I mean, really. I mean, if you get out of bed and you're like,
every morning.
You know what it means? It means you got to shut those screens off by like 7 or 8 o'clock. Give your mind a little bit of a break so you can sleep.
The woman who I'm currently sleeping with yesterday came home and said, so-and-so, the very first thing they said to me was, you look tired. She's like, don't do that to people. Yeah, don't do that.
Some people just don't have a filter, do they?
Yeah.
That's one of those things that maybe you got to get rid of those friends. And then on the heels of all of that, there's an interesting story. We'll just touch on this quickly. A new study that shows if you are living in the city, you are much more likely to develop either an anxiety disorder or a flat-out mood disorder. And they say it's because your brain is constantly stimulated. Not only the noise, but, you know, just the rushing around, the rat race of living in a city deteriorates your mental health over time. And they say the answer, move to a rural area. Just get out of the rat race.
Love that.
As someone who did that 4.5 years ago, I will tell you it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I know it's hard for a lot of people. It's not just so easy to say pick up and move. It's more complicated than that for a lot of people. But, man, I'm just saying, just speaking personally, if you get a chance to get out of that rush hour, stuck in, you know, I-25 or 470 or 76 traffic, it might benefit you in the long run. In fact, it would benefit you in the long run. Just keep listening to Mix 100 wherever you may go with our free app at Mix 100 Denver.
Nice.
What else is trending, Jer?
Well, let's talk about the big Mega Millions winner. Somebody did win the $1.13 billion on Tuesday night out in New Jersey. That's great. They scored a lot of money. But here's the local angle of this. There was a $1 million Mega Millions ticket sold right here in Colorado.
Okay.
They matched five numbers. Here's why I'm pissed about this. The ticket was sold at My Safeway.
Oh.
My Safeway at Kincarroll and 470. It's a beautiful store. I shop there, you know, at least once or twice a week. I pass the little lottery stand every time and I peek at it. I'm like, should I get a ticket this time? Should I do it? Nah, I'll just go home.
Oh, man.
So $1 million. Somebody around me is a new millionaire down in Little Fun. Colorado also had a $20,000 winner, a $10,000 winner, $17,000 winners, and then the numbers kind of trickled down.
Doesn't that Safeway get a little check for this, too?
I believe so. I've heard the stories, yeah, about whoever sells it gets
or is that
however
only for
X
the
amount.
Big, or is
I don't
that
know.
Only just for the giant jackpot?
Next time I'm in there, I'll ask the manager. I'm chummy with the manager there. I'll just, hey, about that ticket. Approximately when was it sold, and was I here when it happened? Damn it. We now have a date for Colorado Pint Day. This is fun every year. A record 225 breweries across Colorado is going to participate in the 9th annual day. It is on April 10th. This little tradition has reached some cult-level status because they sell limited edition Colorado pint glasses that are designed, I believe, by some of the actual brewers. They do like a little art contest. And then some of the money goes to the little organization for independent craft brewers here around Colorado. So you can kind of, you know, do a little bar hopping and buy glasses. And I think I'm going to go out and do it. The glasses this
you should.
Year are pretty darn cool. So that is happening April 10th again, if you want to make a note. Speaking of big money, according to the IRS, there are 940,000 unclaimed tax refunds from 2020 that are going to expire in about 7 weeks. So after May 17th, the funds are going to become property of the United States Treasury. So if you're dragging
your feet...
And we
know they'll spend it well.
Yeah, so if you're dragging your feet and you were owed money in 2020, you better look into this because they're just going to gobble that money up and do who knows what with it. So talk to your tax person, I guess, about that. Judge Judy is making an appearance in trending today. She is 81 years old, and she says that she works out every single day, about 10 hours a week. She's a beast, man. She says she has a responsibility to keep this vessel in shape and looking good. She works out with her 90-year-old husband, it sounds like. So they're giving it hell in their little home gym and their track suits, I bet. I'm envisioning some track suits. Beyonce has released the track list for her upcoming album, Act 2, Cowboy Carter, and There's a couple teases on there of Jolene and Smoke Hour with Willie Nelson. And, of course, Jolene with Dolly Parton. So people are speculating, is it an actual duet with those other artists? Or is she just revamping some of their music? Can Willie Nelson still perform?
I'm sure he can.
Who's propping that guy up and letting and handing him a guitar? My God. Speaking of more celebrities here, Mike Tyson is in trending today. I guess a bunch of pot shops in the Big Apple are stocking Mike Tyson-branded edibles. He's into edibles now. And get this, they're shaped like an ear.
My God, that's perfect.
That whole ear-biting incident back in 97. And they're called Mike Bites.
That's perfect, man.
They're the greatest gummies in the world, man. They're the greatest gummies in the world. You got to go to New York to get those, though. Story here says the average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. Yeah, I've worked sick before. Whatever. And nurses. Nurses take care of the sick. But this story here says, are nurses getting worse? They say a handful of people who've recently had to get jabbed at a hospital say that it took 10 or more sticks in the arm to get a single blood sample. So what's going on there? What's that all about?
I don't know, but we have a massive number of nurses who listen to our show.
And they're like, they're I get it. I was at 12, 13 the other day.
I think sometimes maybe those people deserve to get poked maybe. Like 10 or 12 times.
I know the last time Nick Knack went in, I think they had to pull somebody else in because the person that was doing it just couldn't do it. And they did that thing where it was in the arm and they were like wiggling it around in the arm trying to get to a vein. And she was like, just the visual of that gave me the heebie-jeebies. So I don't know. Nurses, sound off. Text us. Is that right? Let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's this sandwich thing making the rounds today. It's a video of a picture of a sandwich that's gone viral, and it asks where your next bite should be, and it gives you some options, A, B, and C, so you can go on there and play along and see what the correct answer would be for you. I think I'm going B, which was the center. You go right in. You do the center.
The best bites, man.
That's a good bite right there. So see the diagram on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.